question to Yeshua, but animal kingdom, because I've always been concerned about it, and the animal kingdom today, our era, our time.
What? Can you speak a little more slowly and louder?
The animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Today, I just want to hear about Yeshua talking, if you can, talking about the animal kingdom today in our time.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, you know.
Just the, something in particular about the suffering of animals, or just the
everything. Why? Yeah. What about them? In our time,
mm-hmm.
For me, I know that they are healing me. Each time I'm in touch with an animal, it's a healing. There is a relation, and I can imagine the past they had in the past century in Egypt or other countries, and where are they healing with us?
Mm. Okay. The animal kingdom is a close companion of humanity, or is supposed to be a close companion. There are kinds of agreements between the animal kingdom and humanity. So basically, the animal kingdom is very connected with nature, with the rhythms and laws of Mother Earth. And animals can help human beings to be in touch with these, with Earth. There can be a genuine friendship between animals and human beings, which is special, because this will impact both their evolution, their consciousnesses are expanded by this kind of friendship, which, for example, exists between human beings and their pets. But more generally, the animal kingdom is very much part of Mother Earth. And even animals nowadays, when you look at the way animals are treated, it's like they are considered to be objects. They are just there for consumption, for example. But there has been an agreement between animal kingdom and human beings that they allow human beings to eat animals, to provide them with meat, but only under under certain conditions. So they are simply put okay with it, but not the way it happens right now. It has to be done with certain rules and respect. But there's more to it. The animal kingdom has its own process of evolution. It is also growing and gaining in consciousness. And human beings can help the animal kingdom to expand their consciousness, in particular help the birth of individuality in animals. And at the same time, the animal kingdom provides support and help to humanity. So there is supposed, the purpose is that there is a close cooperation between the two. However, humanity became so identified or distracted by the mind and by the also by technology, the ability to manipulate nature and the environment. And it's a very long story, so it's very hard to capture it in a few words, but humanity became alienated from nature, from Mother Earth, and also from the animals. And of course now all realms, both the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and humanity, they're all realms of Earth are suffering. But on a deeper level, even all of this has a purpose. It's not a completely meaningless suffering. Things are shifting, are happening, even though you may not see it in the news or in what is highlighted in the conventional media. So what I'd like to say now to you in particular, because you are often hurt by the way animals are treated, the suffering you witness, and although your empathy and your consideration is loving and kind, you also need to stay aware that at some level the animal kingdom chooses to be here, and in very different circumstances. Like you can see it here in Egypt, that animals are often treated poorly and they are very skinny or ill, or lots of things are wrong with them. But still, even inside the animal kingdom, there is a free choice. And it's sometimes very hard to understand why an animal would choose to go through certain things. But don't judge too quickly. Just whenever you feel overwhelmed by grief, when you see this suffering in animals, do try to take a step back and or try to connect with the soul of the animal, to find out, to feel what could be behind, what's the story behind. There's always a story behind what you see. Yeah, okay. Okay, someone else?
So, I would like to ask what our guides have to tell me now.
What our guides?
Our guides.
Yeah.
Everyone that is surrounding us.
Yeah.
And helping us on our path have to tell me at this moment now, personally.
Mm-hmm. You are connecting with your feminine energy, which means that your heart is yearning to open up, and a part of you wants to go along with it, and another part feels like on guard, feels hesitates to go along with this. A part of you is influenced by society's definition of the masculine energy and what it's like to be a man, and which means to be tough and to be strong, and when you also have this deep sensitivity inside your heart. And you are at this point, you are trying to reconcile the both, the masculine and the feminine inside of you. And you are, the key is to connect with the higher masculine part. The higher masculine part in you is actually much stronger than the conventional masculinity that society worships and considers to be what a man should be like. Your higher masculine energy has a great clarity and the ability to have an overview of things. And actually it combines very well with your feminine energy, because the feminine inside you is able to tune into someone else or to any living being very deeply. But when you tune in very deeply, you can also, you know, get lost a bit inside, can get lost in the other being. But your higher masculine can prevent you from doing this. It can keep you focused and aware. So it's you are challenged right now to let go of the part of you that still wants to keep boundaries around your feminine energy, because it feels too sensitive or too vulnerable. This part of you just says, I have to be strong. And you could redefine it. You could say, yes, I have to be strong, but what does strong really mean? Maybe strength means something different from what I've been taught. Is this clear to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.